That's Lord Saul Call, the number one, at yahoo.com. It's spelled LORDSAKAL, the number one, at yahoo.com. Well, my friend, this is Dr. Hunt. Until the next time, God bless you. Just for you. Be encouraged. The man laid his hands on me. I've got a brand new life. The Lord knows my strength. You are listening to Gospel Radio. Because he died for me. This is WJFP. Fort Pierce. West Palm Beach, Cocoa, Melbourne, and Vero Beach. Broadcasting all over the world on WJFP.com.
You're in tune to the Bible Church of God broadcast with Bishop Gerald Banks. We're currently holding services at the Riviera Beach Prep Academy, which is located 7071 Garden Road, Riviera Beach, Florida, 33404. Service times are Wednesdays at 7. Join us Sunday for Sunday school at 10 o'clock, and a morning worship starts at 11 o'clock. If you can't make it to our service, we have Bible study on Monday nights in Port St. Lucie at the Port St. Lucie Community Center, located 2195 Southeast Arroso Boulevard, from 7:30 to 8:30. Come out and join us for service as we go into the Word of God. Bring the whole family out. Come one, come all, to the Bible Church of God, reaching the world for Christ, one person at a time. And now, let's go to the Word of God, which is already in progress with Bishop Gerald Banks.
When you are not around, your grace got me standing my ground. Don't hate, because the righteousness of God is upon me. His word glows and it shows all up on me. Ain't got time for phoning, it's to stand next to me. See, I might be the one next. He called to preach. You stand there if you want to. Sit back and watch me. But if you know what I know, you'll get up and walk with me. I'm about to tear this thing up. God's sources and words, he about to bring up. Yeah. Souls was delivered. What more can I give him? It's me. So remember that he's always with you no matter what. Through the tough time, the Holy God, yeah, he will show up. So I thank him for everything he done for me. And I thank him for the things I could not see. But I know when he done molding me, the devil gonna be scared of me. And that's real.
Father God, I want to take this time out to thank you for protecting me while I was doing my own thing in these streets. But you said you will always be with me and never forsake me. And I believe that deep down in my heart that you have your angels watching over me every day. And I take this time out to thank you. So thank you, God, for keeping me through my tough times and my pain and my struggles.
It's not a day I can't thank you for. For the day I haven't seen yet, it's more to come. But tell me why this pain is so hard to overcome. You took it away the day you was hung. I can't justify where you brought me from. A long life of sin, hating from next to kin. Cause true indeed, a little faith is like a mustard seed. My soul is on fire just knowing who you are. And I thank you for giving me faith, cause grace is not that far. I'm here to let you know how much your wisdom mean to me. See, you keep ordering my steps and keep blessing me. No matter how hard the world will keep stressing me, I'ma stay in your word, cause your word, it keep on testing me. So I gotta keep living until the day you call me home. I done too many things I knew that was truly wrong. Cause you a forgiving God, and I finally know that. Cause your love is so strong and your words keeps true facts.
I wanna thank you, Lord, for all the things you've done in my life. After giving you the praise, I know everything will be alright. I wanna praise you now before I lose my life in these streets. I wanna thank you now for everything.
Take some time to mind your own business and leave other folks alone. Amen. Look at somebody and say, stop leaving. So when we go through situations in our lives and circumstances, amen, that we are trying to strive to get somewhere, amen, haters love to see you fail. They don't want to see you make it in life. They don't want to see you progress in God. We got some haters that say they're Christian. I'm going to preach to you. You might want to hold on. They'll come to church as long as you're a novice. And you're not doing anything. But soon as God starts blessing you.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. This is Bishop Banks coming to you once again this great Friday evening. We thank God, amen, for another day that he have made. And the scripture said, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank God for what he's doing. Even right now in our lives, we want to give honor and praise to glory to him for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. We want to thank God for those that are listening and those that are watching via Facebook. God bless you. We appreciate you taking the time out, your busy schedule, to be with us on this great Friday morning. Come on, clap your hands and tell God thank you for a wonderful, wonderful day. Amen. We're going to rejoice and we're going to give God praises. We will not be dominated today. Amen. We will dominate the enemy because we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. We bless the Lord for you, you and you. I want to thank God, amen, for allowing us to be here. I thank God, amen, for such a powerful, powerful conference. These young men are speaking in our youth conference, amen, and we're talking about letting your light shine, amen, letting your light shine. We are lit. We are lit. That conference is last night. It's at Bible Church of God headquarters, amen, where the bishop is Bishop Sylvester Banks Sr. and Mother Fanny Banks, amen, our youth pastor, Elder David Banks, and Mary. Just want to thank God for them, his wife, and what they're doing. The address is 1390 North Seacrest Boulevard, Boynton Beach, Florida. Service starts at 7:30. You're welcome to come. Tonight we're going to be featured, amen, with a concert as well as some word, and we're going to just have a flashlight night. We're going to light it up tonight, amen. Joshua Camp, that great group you just heard, they're going to be one of the artists there, along with Free Will, amen, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, as well as JB from North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina. Listen, these young people have given themselves to the Lord, and they are excited about what God is doing in their lives. We're excited, amen, for them. Come on, young folks, amen. Let's get back to the cross. Let's get back to those things, amen, that's going to make us better in this world and in the world to come. We're grateful. We give a shout out, amen, to my wife, First Lady Cheryl. God bless you. We thank you. Amen. Appreciate you. Amen. Thank God for the Bible Church of God listening audience. And I'm giving a shout out to Mother Coswell. Mother Coswell, we'll give a shout out to her. We give a shout out to Sister Natasha. We give a shout out to Sister Joanne. We're giving a shout out, amen, to those that are listening. We thank God for you, Deacon Remus. We thank God for you. We appreciate you so much. And to the boys in the van, why don't y'all give each other a high five and say another Friday, amen. We thank God for you, you, and you. Listen, we are excited about the Lord. We're excited about what the Lord is doing. And we just want to give God praise, amen. Praise, amen, for what he's doing. Mother Carlisle, amen, I want you to feel better. I know that you had a little incident. We're praying for you. Stay encouraged. Keep looking to God. Amen. God got your back. We are so excited about him. Amen. I am excited just to be here because I didn't have to be here, but God saw fit for us to be here. I want to thank God, amen, for the WJFP staff. Amen. Mr. Money, God bless you. Amen. Sister Lovejoy, helping me with the Facebook. Listen, we thank God for you, all your Facebook listeners. You know I'm new to this, so y'all pray for the brother as he tried to, amen, do what he needs to do, amen, and give God praise. But I might be new to Facebook, but I'm not new to the word. Amen. I want to come here to encourage someone, to let someone know, amen, that Jesus saved. Amen. Jesus saved. And God knows all things. Amen. He knows all things. No matter what you going through, no matter what your situation is, look at somebody and say, God knows. Amen. When the Lord knows, amen, everything is going to be all right. I hope you're excited as well as I am because I know that we're living in the last days. Amen. Jesus is coming soon. Amen. Jesus is coming soon. And we need to know, amen, that God is coming back for a ready church. Somebody say a ready church. A ready church. A church, amen, that's on point. A church that's without spot. A church that is without wrinkle. We are looking for God, amen, to show up any day now. No matter what the naysayers are saying, he is coming back. And he's coming back soon. Too soon for somebody. Amen. In the book of Lamentation. Yeah, that's in the Bible. Lamentation. Somebody say Lamentation. Amen. Written by the weeping prophet Jeremiah. Amen. In chapter 3 of Lamentations. Amen. Lamentations. Let's go down to verse number 19. Amen. We got the great prophet. He's amen. He's lamenting about the state of his nation. Amen. He's lamenting about the state of his nation. The prophecy that God had prophesied concerning the nation. Amen. And Jeremiah was a prophet to the people, and they were not listening to him. His heart was hurting. Amen. But he says, remembering my afflictions and my wandering, the wormwood and bitterness, surely my soul remember and is bowed down within me. But then he said, this I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. The Lord's loving kindness indeed never ceases, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Amen. And Jeremiah was just letting us know, amen, that in spite of anything that we're going through, in spite of stuff that we are doing, amen, that God still got our back. He got us. Amen. He's going to look out for us. He's going to shield and protect us. But we need to remain faithful to a faithful God. We need to remain faithful to a God that's going to look out for us, faithful to a God that's going to show up every time. Amen? Now, when we look at this story, we know that the impending danger that the nation was facing, and Jeremiah tried to warn the people, and he tried to tell them. And doesn't that remind you of America? Amen? We got preachers, we got prophets, evangelists, amen, trying to get the word out, trying to let America know, amen, that things have to change. We can't keep going the way we are going. We can't keep doing the same thing as, amen, expecting different results. We got to change. We need to just get back to God. And I know we try to get around it. We come up with other alternatives. We come up with bright ideas from smart men. and smart women. The bottom line is we need to get back to God. We got to get back to this thing called prayer. Somebody say prayer. You got to get back to praying. Amen. We don't pray. Amen. The strength of the church, the strength of this nation that we prayed, that kept us together. We talked to a sovereign God. We talked to a God that looked down upon us. We talked to a God that gave us unnecessary favor and unnecessary grace. I mean, we are a young country, but we are a struggling country because we got there too fast. Amen. God blessed us, and we couldn't handle the blessing. Come on, somebody. This country is only 200 and something years old compared to other countries. We're still an infant, and God gave us things. Amen. He blessed us, and when he blessed us, the more he blessed us, the more arrogant we got. Amen. It's sad that we're living in some arrogant times. People don't acknowledge God like they used to. People don't give God the time of day. And we're trying to find a substitute. Guess what? Men always tried to find a substitute to the real thing. Amen. When God was dealing with man, and when God sent the flood to destroy man, the men got together and said, they ain't going to catch us like that. And so they decided to build a tower to heaven. They're going to go to heaven. God ain't going to catch us, amen, and drown us no more. We're smart. We're going to get our collective minds together, and we're going to build a high tower, amen. And the scripture said they got together, and they started building the tower, and God peeped down and saw the progress, and Lord had to come down and confuse the language, amen. When men get together, they can do something, whether good or whether evil, amen. God confused the language, amen. That tower was called the Tower of Babel, amen. Babel means confusion. And now we found Jeremiah preaching, amen, to the nation and letting them know, amen, the impending doom, because a nation had turned their back on God. The people wouldn't repent. The people wouldn't change their ways. And so Jeremiah was saying, amen, listen, I remember my affliction. I remember my wandering, amen. Surely my soul, amen, remember, and it's bowed down within me. And Jeremiah said, I'm going through some stuff. I'm having a hard time. I'm going through some struggles. How many are going through a struggle, having a hard time? I mean, you're in some things, amen, that you did, and now you're reaping the results of it, and you don't like it, amen. But even in the midst of your reaping, God is a God of grace, amen. You're reaping, amen, some things you sowed, amen. You sowed bad seeds coming up, amen, and the devil think he got you. But what he don't understand, that in the middle of the night, amen, and God flipped your heart. He flipped your heart back to him. And even when God flipped your heart, he reminded you that even while you're reaping, I'm still with you. Come on, somebody. Even while you're reaping, I'm still standing with you. I want you to know that I will never leave thee. In other words, God, so I'm not going to abandon you like some of your friends. I'm standing with you. And God was letting Jeremiah say, I recall to my mind. Amen. I remember. Somebody need to remember. Amen. Just how good God is. Sometimes when you're going through a tough situation and you're going through a tough time, it's hard for you to remember. Can I preach to anybody out there? Amen. It's hard for you to remember the good thing that God did for you. And I tell people all the time, why don't you check the resume? Look at the resume. Look how good God been to you. You remember, amen, a few years ago how he brought you out. You remember how he delivered you from the hospital bed. You remember, come on, talk to me. You remember how God, amen, stepped in and touched your child and raised that child. Or you remember, amen, when you was going through a terrible divorce and you thought your world was coming to an end, but God came in and put your life back together. Amen. Your heart got broke. God put it back together. You thought you had lost your mind, but God held your mind together with the word. Come on, somebody. He will hold you together. I'm trying to let you know right now, God will hold you together. And Jeremiah was remembering these things, and he's basically saying God's going to hold us together. Amen. Oh, I remember. I recall to my mind, amen, the great things that God had did in my life. And then I begin to remember, amen, how he did awesome things while I was coming up. I saw the glory of God. But now, amen, we're going through a tough time, but I'm going to remember his resume. I recall to my mind, amen, how great is his faithfulness. I mean, God is faithful to his people. He is faithful to his word. He's faithful to you right now. I know it may not seem like it right now because it's dark, but I'm telling you, there's some sun shining even in the midst of the darkness. You just got to open your physical, your spiritual eyes and see God beyond your circumstances. Sometimes circumstances, hear me good, circumstances will block your vision. Circumstances will block your dreams. Circumstances will block some things. But if you can muster up enough faith to see beyond, the scripture said that Jesus, for the cross, amen, that was set before him, he endured the cross, amen, that was set before him. Why? Because he understood after the cross, God Almighty, after the cross, after they done hung me, after they done punished me, after they done took me through all of that, after I done took on the sins of the world, amen, he peeped around the cross and and he saw the glory of God. He peeped around the cross. Sometimes you got to peep around your pain. Am I preaching to anybody? You got to peep around your pain. I know you're crying right now, and I know things are not breaking your way, but peep around the circumstances and peep around what you're going through, and remember that God got you. If you can ever peep around, y'all still ain't talking to me. You got to peep around some things and understand that the word of God is going to work for you. Don't you get in despair. Amen. Don't you hold your head down. I know it's hurting right now, but throw your hands up and give God a praise on credit. Why don't you let him know I'm coming out, God? I'm just going to praise you for future endeavors. I'm going to give you praise right now. Amen. If I give you praise, it'll push me into a worship. If I give you praise, it'll cause me to recall to my mind just how good you are. Amen. While I was complaining, I started remembering some things, how you delivered, how you brought me out. Amen. How you always had a roof over my head, how you always fed me, how you kept my body healed. While I was complaining, I remembered, oh God, when I didn't have anything but you showed up. I remember, oh God, that you made ways that wouldn't seem to be no way. I remember, God. So while I'm going through this dilemma, while I'm going through this pain, let me just peep around the circumstances, because if I peep around it, I see you standing on the right hand of the Father making intercessions for me. In other words, I got some help, y'all. Come on. You got some help. It ain't what it looked like. Come on. You got some help. He's on your side. He's standing with you. In spite of what the enemy is whispering in one ear, there's another. That's why he gave you 2 ears. Amen. My sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. You got to let God have the strongest voice in your life, even in dire circumstances. Even when situation look bleak, you got to look up. I will lift my eyes unto the hills. With cometh my help. My help come from the Lord. Jeremiah said, I recall to my mind. I remember the goodness of God. I remember, amen, every day, amen, his unfailing mercy. Come on. Every day, amen, I wake up in the morning, mercy and grace and favor be upon my life. Even though I'm facing a tough situation, I got help. I got somebody that's standing in my corner. I got somebody that's got my back. I got somebody that's going to preserve me. Amen. He will not let me fall. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. You got to understand. You got to make a stand for the Lord. Let your faith stand up and let your doubt fall. Your faith got to be the ruling thing in your life. Your faith got to call the shots. You cannot let anything interfere with your faith. Faith will cause you to peep around your circumstances. Faith will cause you to look beyond your pain. Faith will cause you to look beyond your tears. Faith will say, it's going to be all right. Amen. All things work together for good. Them that love God are called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. You've got to know that I am more than a conqueror. Faith says I'm more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Come on. You need to encourage yourself. I don't know where you're at right now and where you're viewing this from or where you're listening from, but why don't you encourage yourself? I'm gonna conquer Friday. Friday ain't gonna conquer me. Amen. I'm gonna conquer this weekend. It ain't gonna conquer me. This is gonna be a great. I'm speaking it into the atmosphere. I'm speaking it because God gave me the authority to speak it. I give you power, oh amen, over all the works of the enemy. Didn't he say so? If God said so, then it's a done deal. God don't lie. He don't joke and jive. If he said it, you can close the book on it and you can start walking in. Amen. You're looking for a job. Amen. Go out and start finding your the uniform. Go out and buy you what you need. Find out how they dress. Can I preach to somebody? Find out what you need for the job. Amen. If you're looking for a car, amen, go out and start looking. Amen. You say, I ain't got a dime, but look anyhow. Faith gonna find a way. Can I preach to anybody? Amen. If you're trying to find some things, amen, your body is ill. Your body, lay hands on yourself and claim healing in Jesus' name. Get up out the bed and you start walking around giving God praise. And before you know it, you'll be clean and you wonder where the pain went. I'm preaching to somebody right now and trying to let you know that God is able. No matter what the enemy says to you, amen, God is faithful to his word and he's faithful to his children. Will you be faithful to God? Come on, you got to be faithful yourself. You got to give yourself a fair shot. Stop letting the devil tell you what you can't do. I'm sick of him. He's a liar and he's been a liar from the beginning. Amen. He's the father of lies. Every time he opened his mouth, he lied to you. He lied to you last night. He lied to you this morning. He lied to you right now. He said you're bald. boss don't like you. You're going to have a bad day. He's a liar. Amen. You get you a praise that'll lead into a worship, and you start recalling to your mind just how good God done been to you. You start recalling to your mind where he brought you from. Come on. You ain't got to remember that far back. You can just remember just a little ways back. Amen. Just a few hours ago, amen, that you avoided an accident. You can remember, amen, just a few minutes ago, amen, how God kept you, amen, from something happening in your life. Come on. We got to understand just how good God is. You got to understand that God, amen, is the light of this world, amen, and we need to let that light shine forth even in our lives. Come on, young people, I hear you talking to me. Listen, understand who you are and start walking in your purpose. God did not make you for nothing. Everybody in life have a purpose. Everything God made got a purpose. Even the ants got a purpose. God is a God of purpose, and he didn't just make you so you can wander and walk around with your head down. We are the believers in Christ. We got a whole lot of head up, and if you are not believer, come on, why don't you jump on the Lord's side? Come on, you've been working with that loser Satan for a long time. All he do is lie to you and pimp you, baby. He'll lie to you, and he will pimp you, and he'll take advantage of you, and then he'll sit back and laugh, and y'all know I'm telling the truth. He'll get you hooked on drugs and try to destroy your life. Why? The thief come to steal, kill, and to destroy, but Jesus said, I am come that you might have life, and that life more abundant. Didn't he say so? Now, if he said it, why don't you go and conquer? If he said it, grab hold to it and stop letting people talk you down. Listen, you always going to have haters. Can I take about 3 minutes to talk about the haters? They just hate. Haters just like weeds, amen, in your yard. They just grow up everywhere, amen. You got haters on your job. You got haters in the grocery store. You got haters on the highway. You always going to have haters. So why are you entertaining a hater? That's what they do. They hate. You got to start letting God be God and stop letting the haters come and break you down. You need to open your mind and open your eyes and open your ears and say, I'm going to let God be God. Let the haters hate, but I serve a mighty God. Amen. He gave me power over the haters. He gave me power over those that are jealous. He gave me power over those that are gossip. Let the haters hate, but you hold on to God. He's an awesome God. He's mighty in all he's doing. But let me remind you, amen, that God will renew, amen, your strength each and every day. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Don't let the devil ruin your weekend. Don't let him ruin your Friday. Don't let him ruin your life. You got to hold on to what God said. I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me. Come on, why don't you quote that with me? I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me. There is no failure in God. If God said it, he's got the power to do it. You just got to hold fast to the word. Don't deviate from it. Don't let nobody come in and give you a side word. You believe the word of God. You stand on the word of God. Let that word of God dominate your life. Let it saturate your life and walk in faith, walk in peace. Throw your head back. Come on, get you a song. You might be can't sing, but get you a song. It sound good and you sing anyhow. Amen. Just sing to the glory of God. Find you a song in the night and find you one in the day. Get you a hymn on your job. Throw your hands up and say, to God be the glory. I'm going through, but I done peeked around my trouble, and I done found out the old song say, trouble don't last always. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy gonna come in the morning. My joy is here, amen, on a Friday morning. I'm giving God praise, amen. I could have been dead. I could have been laying flat on my back, but thanks be to God who give me the victory. Why don't you give somebody a high five and tell them thank you, amen. This is another day that the Lord has made, and we're gonna rejoice and be glad in it. God bless you, man. I'm excited. Hey, I feel like preaching, but I got to go. My time winding up. Listen, y'all stay encouraged. Don't forget, amen, tonight, meet me at our youth conference. Come on down and hang out with us, amen. We gonna hang out, and we gonna have some chicken wings and outside. Let's come on and be a blessing, amen. Bring somebody with you. Don't come by yourself. That's why they got extra seats in the car. Come on, pick somebody up. Bring somebody with you. Come on out. Amen. We love you in the love of the Lord. Stay encouraged. Amen. Keep looking at God and everything going to be all right. This is Bishop Banks, Bible Church of God. Amen. West Palm Beach. Amen. Telling you that we love you. Be encouraged. Thank God for you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching us on Facebook. Listen, if you're going to do anything on Facebook, let it be positive. God bless you. Amen. Heaven smile on you is my prayer. Amen and amen. Again, God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Bible Church of God broadcast. If today's message has blessed you and you would like to be a blessing to the broadcast, please send your donations to Bible Church of God, P.O. Box 223322, West Palm Beach, Florida 33422. Our telephone number is 561-714 561-714-5409. That's 561-714-5409. Or you can reach us at 561-429-8594. That's 561-429-8594. For the Bible Church of God, where Bishop Gerald Banks is pastor. Thank you and have a blessed day.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship him. Lift your hands and bless him in this place.